Welcome into the Pursuit of Manliness podcast, where we are vigorously equipping men to pursue biblical manliness. My name is Jarrett Samuels. I'm the host of the podcast. Men, as always, I'd like to begin by thanking you for checking out today's podcast episode. When you get the opportunity, make sure you visit thepursuitofmanliness.com. You can find this podcast episode, the whole catalog of previous podcast episodes. Sign up for the email newsletter. You can check out the gear store right now. Registration for Tribe 14 is open. So if you want to know more about Tribe, go there. There's a lot of information. You can find links to YouTube playlist that talks about Tribe. It'll answer all the questions you are looking for. But I want to remind you, the Monday episode is sponsored by Joy Light Coffee Roasters out of Topeka, Kansas. Click that link in the show notes. It'll take you to their website. Not only can you save 10% off your order when you put in POM10, but you can learn a lot more about Joy Light. You can learn about the subscription program. You can see how you can save on shipping when you buy $60 or more. Make sure you click that link in the show notes, Joy Light Coffee Roasters out of Topeka, Kansas. Men, it's time for today's podcast episode.
Well, let's pray. God, thank you for today. Thank you for the opportunity for Mark and I to connect in this way. And God, I'm just really looking forward to this conversation as he's going to talk about just us joining you where you're at work and what does that look like. And God, you've provided us jobs. You've provided us careers. Sometimes you provide us hobbies and you do these things to bring glory to you. And I pray that we would actively pursue those things. Whether we're doing them full-time or part-time or whatever it is, God, I thank you for what you've laid on Mark's heart. And this idea of partnering with you. And I pray that as we talk and discuss, you would just give us a lot of things to consider. And for these guys who are maybe they're on the cusp of stepping out in faith in some way or starting something new, or they felt like you've laid something on their heart. And God, I pray they'd just be encouraged by what Mark has to say and that they would see the boldness that he speaks with and the love for you that he has. And God, that regardless of what we do or what we don't do, we never take our eyes off you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, man, at this time, I want to welcome Mr. Mark Walker to the podcast. Mark, thanks for being on the show today.
Hey, thanks for having me. This is great.
Mark, you've wrote a fantastic book, but before we get into your book, would you just take a second, introduce yourself, who you are, what you do to our listeners?
Well, my name is Mark Walker, and I've been a businessman almost all my life. Now going on 42 years, so you know, I started right out, a couple of years after college, and basically I started my business to support the gospel. So, it's been quite an interesting, just a wonderful experience.
Well, I was going to ask that later on, but I want to get in on that. I think it's very interesting. You started a business to kind of do some gospel things, but somewhere along the way that began to change. So what happened?
Well, I was in college. And, I had picked a major and all of a sudden I'm questioning what I had picked and I'm asking God, how can I make a difference? And I went to a meeting and there was a businessman who was also a pastor and he's looking at a bunch of college kids and he's looking at us and he says, God wants to anoint people in business. You know, what's holding back the gospel is finances. And he's looking at us and he says, God's going to give us, strategies, solutions. God's going to give you business ideas, inventions. God's going to anoint people. Some of you are going to start companies and businesses. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, I had never heard that. I grew up Catholic and that wasn't really on my scope. I didn't think God wanted to partner with people in business. And he's saying all that. And I'm going, and the scripture he used was Deuteronomy 8:18, that God wants to give you the power to get wealth to establish his covenant. And so I that was just so new to me. And I said, okay, God wanted to partner with me in business. I was all in. I actually felt something come over me. I just was so excited. I wanted to jump up, say, hey, I'm all, that's for me. So I walked out of that meeting and I just wanted to, I started spending most of my time thinking about how I wanted to start giving money away and start, and that idea. I didn't know how it would happen at the time. I had really in college, I didn't have money. I didn't really have an idea what to do. I didn't know, I really didn't, have any special ability. So I just was waiting on God. Actually in college, all of a sudden things started to happen. My grandfather sent me a check, for $5,000. Now he had never done that before, but I, when that happened, all of a sudden I felt God had prompted him to send that check. So I was excited. God was actually partnering. Money was coming my way. And I just knew, okay, now I had to do my part. I was excited to give it away. And so it just came to me. That's what God was calling me to start giving money away. So we gave it to our small church. And about a year later, I'm almost done with college. Another check came. This time it was $10,000. And I'm saying, God, you're so good. It just was a confirmation to me that God wanted to partner with, that God was going to, start this business or show me what to do. And all of a sudden I was all excited. So I also was so excited to give that money away. So then things really started after college. I met my wife. That was just really a godsend. She was in agreement with me. She wanted to start a business to support the gospel. And so here we're going. And a year after our business, we all of a sudden we God put it on our heart. We should buy a house. Houses, we saw prices were going up. We should buy a house. We buy a house, or we're looking for houses. And I'm out, and we see a house that has for sale by owner for $37,000. And I'm thinking, I don't have enough money. I don't have any money for down payment. But how am I going to sell it? God puts it on my heart to go knock on the door and ask the owner of this house. I knock on the door, and he comes out. And I say, hey, if you raise the price $1,000 and put that money on the earnest money towards our down payment, we have great credit. We'll be able to buy the house. And so he said, yes. I said, wow, okay, so we buy the house, we're in the house. A year later, we sold that house for $13,000. Now, that was a lot back then. And 1 year, we made $13,000. So immediately, we looked for we found a brand new house and put $500 down on a new house and a great development. And it was, beautiful place and a development that we're going to take 4 months to build this house. And all of a sudden, so then after that, I'm praying, okay, now what do I do with the rest of this money? And we'd just been married a year, so I'm thinking maybe buy a new car for my wife, or what do we do? Pay some bills off. And all of a sudden, God put it on my heart, hey, he's been blessing me so I could be a blessing. And he put it on my heart to give that money away, to just give it away. And I'm going, whoa, but I better talk to my wife this time. I better, she was getting excited about the new house. And so, it took me about a week to get up my nerve to talk to my wife. But when I did, I was so surprised. She looked at me and says, hey, we can start all over again. What I had to write in my book, I wanted, God was so faithful, and God loves to take the weak and to make them strong. He took us, the other stores, they weren't concerned about us. Most of these stores are beautiful, 60,000. There's tons of, now 40 years later, most of those big stores are all gone, and we're now the largest chain. Now we have 13 stores. God's blessed us so much. We have 13 stores that really, we're doing $60 million-$70 million in retail sales. But most importantly, we've been able to support the gospel in a big way over the last, 20, 30, 40 years. We've really been able to, do what God actually said. He promised to me that he would bless what we put our hands to so that we could be a blessing.
Amen. Let me, for you guys listening, let me differentiate here. You're not talking about prosperity gospel. You're talking about trusting God with your resources, trusting him with your work ethic, trusting him in stepping out in faith that he will provide, but you doing your part as well, correct?
Right. I mean, the gospel has all kinds of warnings in there about, storing up money and storing up riches and laying, don't lay your heart on, the wrong treasures. And so, but God, I do believe God wants you to prosper, but he wants to bless you so that his blessings to flow through you. So it's, I mean, God multiplied, the 7 loaves and 2 fish, to feed, God's heart is to, for his blessings to flow through your life. That's actually what he told Abraham. He says, if you follow me and I will bless you and your descendants to be a blessing.
I think the phrase is, you can't outgive God, right? Like, right. Whatever he's given us, there's no way we could outgive him. Use a phrase that I want you to kind of expound on. You talk about how to activate God's promise in your life. So what does that mean, activating God's promise in our daily lives?
Well, God, there's so many amazing promises, but in the Bible, but like Deuteronomy 8:18, I took that. It's one thing knowing it and in your head and memorizing it, but you have to start. I started meditating and thinking on it, believing it, and you have to get it basically from your head into your heart, where you start walking on it. That's really when you activate it. You start speaking it. You start acting on it by faith. I just started giving, you activate it, you start living it. And the more you activate it, it becomes so real to you that actually it becomes part of your habits, your lifestyle, just walking in his promises. And, there's so many amazing promises, but like one of them, when you're starting a business, that I really, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not in your own understanding, in all your ways, and he will direct your paths. Well, I mean, that was an amazing promise that I kept turning to, and I have to make so many decisions to start a business that you trust him and he will direct your paths. And I just, so that is one that I just took time by activating. You take time and just wait on him. And, there's so many decisions. I, look at the pros and cons, and then I'd wait for his peace, for him to kind of guide me which way to go. And, especially big decisions,
Well, you think of that verse you just quoted, Proverbs 3:5-6, trust the Lord with all your heart. And then it says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. And you don't have to be a great theologian to know that all means all. So if that's a promise, he means all, it's not like 98%, it's right. All that's hard. Cause you, like you said, you're making a lot of decisions, and then you're, maybe you're putting down more money on this, or you're buying a new building here, you're hiring staff over here, you're casting vision this place. So in every detail, all means all.
Yeah. And as your business gets bigger and bigger, you just got to keep remembering. Really, the key was, it was remembering where you started, that you started with nothing and that God did it and that God's there and he's always been there. And sometimes, you make some, when you make a mistake, also there's, God is, he'll be there, he's always there. He'll make up for your mistakes,
So the book is called The Multiplication Factor. I don't do math, so you're going to have to explain to me, Mark, what is the multiplication factor?
Well, the multiplication factor for me is partnering with God and his promises to fulfill your purpose, to make a difference. So, I walked out of that meeting, just knew God, we were in this together. So really that is the multiplication factor, is partnering with God and his promises. And so, all through my 40 years, there kept being promises that I kept going back to over and over and standing on and believing, and so as actually, I believe you connect to the power of God through his promises. So you actually, as you believe them, all things are possible if you believe, so as you believe his promises and stand on them and keep, and not that, it doesn't always turn out exactly how you want. It doesn't always turn out as fast as you want, though sometimes it takes time a lot, but you just be patient and just believe and know that God's faithful to fulfill his promises. So that is a multiplication factor to me, is partnering, walking with God, just believing and believing His promises to fulfill your purpose, to make a difference. I mean, that's really the key. Is that the more I set my affections on giving and doing things for God, you know, then you know God was so faithful to fulfill His promises. So.
Two things I'm learning right now is to try to encourage other people, especially when I don't feel like it, and to be generous. And that those are two things I never thought I would be learning, but I'm trying to learn to encourage and be generous. You talk about a lot about cultivating generosity, and I could hear your story and say, well, I got to check for this amount. Some people may say, well, that's easier. Someone's just going to give you money that you didn't know were coming. But there is something to cultivating generosity in our daily provisions. And those stories are easier said than done. When you're talking about you could have bought your wife a car, but you used the money here or there. How would you encourage somebody to begin to cultivate that generosity in their life?
Well, you know, I just really believe generosity breeds generosity. You know, as you give and as you see, you know, we were created in God's image, and that's God's heart. God's heart is to give. He gave His Son, you know, and His Son gave His life. I mean, that's as you let God flow through your life, and you know, it just breeds generosity. It just, you know, it just becomes part of you that you know, as you do it. And the more I've done it, I keep, you know, it's just, you know, what gets me, it's why I kept growing my business so I could keep giving. I don't think I would have taken on so many stores and taken on, you know, now we have 200 and so many employees. I wouldn't have taken that, gone that far. You know, the whole motivation was to keep being able to give. And, you know, you see how it's impacting certain ministries. It just blesses you that some of the ministry I've seen them really grow and impact so many different, you know, things. It just, that's really, you know, it's just looking back, that's what I'm most, you know, excited about. But,
you know, I talk to guys who do kind of like what you do, like when I don't do this full time, but with the pursuit of manliness, I have essentially a line item, if you will, when it comes to giving what I receive and giving back to, whether it's church, ministry, wherever. How did you create a line item to make sure you continually were giving out of the abundance that you were receiving?
Yeah, well, you know, I guess right from the beginning, I kind of developed a desire, a heart desire. I said I wanted to give, you know, as much as I could. And God just put on my heart to give. Really, I started right from the beginning with my business and with even, you know, to give 20 to 30%. I wanted to give a percentage. So as God blessed me, the more he blessed me in real estate. I mean, we made not just our company was very successful, but that we started, God gave us opportunities to bless, to buy real estate that really expanded, and all of a sudden I have all this rent coming in. So that was my goal, is just as to keep that. I looked at a percentage and kept, you know, not that I was always watching. I did, because as God prompted me, I would give, and sometimes I ended up giving more, and sometimes, you know, I just, you know, just my goal was to just be generous, and you know, I just wanted to, you know, be faithful to that. If God blessed me, I would divvy it out. Because also that I also was looking at the other part of that is I had to keep putting back into our business or paying off my real estate as we bought it, pay it off so that I could keep giving. So we're putting money back into our investments, so, you know, so we could give more later on. And so it's been an interesting journey to see how our giving has grown and you know, over the 42 years that we've, you know, so it's just that's the way God is. That's a multiplication. Actually, if you think about, you know, the multiplication, the first check was 5,000. The second check was 10. The first house we made $13,000. The second house, when we sold it, we made $25,000. And then the first year, you know, we were in business, we ended up making, which most businesses don't make that much. We made, you know, $30,000 our first year in business. So all I'm saying is God is a God of multiplication.
What do you, through your years of doing this and people that come in contact with you and people you hire and all that, what do you think are some common misconceptions about faith when it comes to business or faith in what you're doing right now?
Well, to be honest with you, I think the biggest misconception is that you know, not to mix God and business. I mean, a lot of, I actually heard that. Don't, you know, not to, you know, it was just opposite, you know, but you hear that. And I know a lot of people, you know, they have faith in God in church and in their life, but they, business, you know, we run business this way. And it just opposite. I just think, you know, you really, God want, you have to invite God into every aspect of your life and especially your business. I mean, invite him in, have him be, you know, it was a partnership for me. We were in this together. And I don't know how many times when things came up, you know, all the problems happen a lot in business. They say, God, I'm glad we're in this together. You know, you know, this one's on you. I don't know what to do. You know, a lot of times you just don't, you know, you just, you know, because either way you can see something could go wrong. And so you're trying to, you know, say, God, show me, you know, what do we do? How do we, you know, and a lot of times God, it just, things turned out, you know.
You know, he's faithful, but you're not lazy. Okay. So we will never minimize God's faithfulness, but we have a responsibility to do too. You're not a, you're a guy that works hard. You make smart decisions. You probably surround yourself with high caliber humans that will help, you know, give you some insight to that. So are there some things that you've done over your career that you'd say consistently, I've implemented these disciplines and this has helped me to have the right frame of mind, the right approach to business in my walk with Christ?
Well, sure. I mean, you know, well, working hard, you know, the first 2 or 3 years I was working 80 hours a week, probably. I mean, the business made that money because we took sacrifices. We made, we weren't paying. My wife and I were working it, but we paid ourselves like 1/3 of what we were making it back in Seattle, you know, on a job. So I wanted to make sure the business was successful. And so we were, you know, there's things you make sacrifices, you work hard, and so that we could give so the business would be successful. But I would say one activity that I'm a, you know, when I got to work, I was going a mile a minute, you know, I was, you know, and my office, people coming and asking me. So I made one activity that I did is I really took the time when I woke up in the morning. I woke up early, sometimes 5, 6 o'clock. I just spent time with God and in the morning so I could hear him. So I a lot of times spend time reading his word or praying or, you know, just, it was always different journaling. Sometimes I would journal what God was putting on my heart and just, you know, just a habit of, you know, spending time leaning on him, receiving from him, his strength, you know, receiving, you know, his direction. So that was the one habit that I, you know, because, and then and over the years, I can look back the times when I probably struggled, you know, I was so busy. I get up at work and, you know, it's so easy to, I got to go, you know, you got to do this, and, you know, and didn't take that time with God. So, you know, it just was, you know, he says those are the weary to, you know, in Matthew 11, if you, you know, come and I'll give you rest and be yoked with me. That yoked is a wonderful picture of partnering, you know, I've always pictured myself being yoked to a huge, you know, to God and his strength. And you know, that's just made and learn. That's a great scripture. And that's what I tried to do in that time to, you know, spend time learning his ways.
Well, Mark, the book is called The Multiplication Factor, 16 Truths About Partnering with God in Business and Life. Question. Yeah. Are you in one of these balloons or is this just,
no.
All right.
But yeah, I just thought that was a great picture.
It's good. You know, yeah.
It's a partner of, you know, God's blowing you.
I love it.
Yeah.
Good. I'm just curious. Just popped in my head. Where do we get connected to you? Where do we find your book?
Well, you know, our book's on Amazon and it's in, you know, so that's a great place to go, Amazon, and The Multiplication Factor. Mark Walker. And then it's also sometimes, if it's, pre-sold out, the ministry that helped us publish this book is restore7.org. They also, if you go to their shop, they have it available. So, it's available a couple of places, and I'm, we've already heard a lot of encouraging things, I just really hope that we'll encourage a lot of people that with God, when you partner with God, anything's possible. I mean, what he did with our business, it's just great.
I didn't ask you, what is the name of your business?
Walker's Furniture.
Well, there, I should have assumed it, but I don't do
Yeah.
that. But man, Mark, I really appreciate your heart. I appreciate you being on the show today. I have a couple more questions for you if you stick around for the men in the herd, but thank you for being on the
Great.
show.
Great. It was great being with you. Thanks.